This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The Casino Barrière de Montreux is a venue that sits on the picturesque Swiss shores of Lake Geneva and has a long and storied past. It stands today as one of the European musical behemoths, hosting a jazz festival that has seen well over 50 years of legendary lineups. It would also at one time provide the backdrop for a moment of ad hoc heroism, saving the lives of multiple young people when a 35-year-old man would be instantly transformed from concert promoter to a reverberating legend in an instant. And we'll talk about this today.
What's up, guys? This is Dino Jelusic of the band called Jelusic, coming to you from Zagreb, Croatia, and you're listening to Box Number 7.
December 4th of 1971 was the Montreux Jazz Festival, and it was underway with all speed. The casino itself was built in 1881 and had seen a number of renovations, ultimately housing the highly attended festival starting in 1967 and has seen the likes of legendary names like Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald, just to name two cataclysmic giants. And by 1971, the Jazz Festival was also taking on eclectic rock acts as well, to include groups like Black Sabbath and Pink Floyd. And this is actually where Frank Zappa and his band, known as the Mothers of Invention, were at the full-fledged height of their musical powers. They were closing out the Winter Festival, which was to precede major renovations in the building, as it was to go dark and be used in its dormant status for an album recording from a band from the United Kingdom. As this particular concert carried on that evening, the band began to play one of Zappa's songs titled King Kong. As Don Preston's synthesizer solo began to lilt through the auditorium, a Czechoslovakian refugee named Zdeněk Spika would deploy a pyrotechnic device that would ignite accelerant rattan roofing material and begin to spread extremely fast. 35-year-old Claude Nobbs, who was director of tourism office of Montreux, managed to have a circumspect sense of his surroundings in the ensuing panic. Apparently, having an instinctive sense that some of the young people would seek shelter within the building as opposed to undertaking a wholesale evacuation, he was able to locate several young people hiding in different access areas throughout the casino and get them out before the entire building would be caught up in flames. He is credited with the fact that zero fatalities occurred in the incident, and furthermore, his early interventions were nearly the solitary reason for this. Although it is widely known that Frank Zappa's calm admonitions for the crowd to make a calm exit and egress heading toward those exits was also hugely influential. Zappa was known for his understated energy when providing dialogue to anything, and he was perhaps the best proponent of quasi-sarcastic and deadpan delivery when giving these directives. The moment can be heard at the end of the bootleg album, Swiss Cheese / Fire, and one can also hear the crowd's general energy match to the moment as they begin to evacuate. The final summation to Zappa's equipment damage resulted in a loss that totaled $50,000 in 1971, the equivalent to nearly $400,000 in today's terms. This moment would have reverberating qualities assigned to it. Claude Nobbs would be a frequent guest and panelist at rock and roll symposiums to recount the European disaster that would become the defining moment of his own musical interactions, complete with album dedications. The concert organizer, volunteer firefighter, and, yes, harmonica player, would himself play with many acts, including offshoots of Jethro Tull. In 2004, this legendary festival attracted 200,000 visitors. In September of 2004, Nobbs received the tourism prize of Salz and Pfeiffer. The Canton of Vaud gave him the Prix de Rayonnement for his contributions to music. He has also received an honorary doctorate. Well, Claude Nobbs died in 2013 after suffering a comatose condition on the heels of a skiing accident in Switzerland. At least he died at home and dying in the country that he loved. But yet, Claude Nobbs' noble actions will continue to be a part of the canon, not just because of his ad hoc heroism, but because you might know him as Funky Claude, the man chronicled as the one, quote, running in and out, pulling kids out the ground, unquote. That's right. Claude Nobbs lay right there in the second verse of one of rock and roll's most iconic narrative songs, inaugurated by what is possibly the most prolifically copied guitar riff in all of history. As Ian Paice, Roger Glover, Ian Gillan, John Lord, and guitarist Richie Blackmore would tell the tale of the fire on the shores of Lake Geneva, all started by what they called some stupid with a flare gun. Smoke on the water. And this is box number 7.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, oh.